With a brief announcement today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo put in jeopardy billions of dollars of trade with Hong Kong. For Pompeo, China's proposed national security law would violate the terms of the One Country, Two Systems Agreement between Hong Kong and the mainland. In other words, under that new security law, Hong Kong would lose its autonomy, and under U.S. law, the territory would lose its special trade and economic status. Pompeo said Beijing is making a disastrous decision by imposing a law that undermines freedoms in Hong Kong and China's own promises to the territory. Meanwhile, protesters in the streets of Hong Kong faced off against police, firing pepper pellets at them. Demonstrators are furious over the national security law. They see it as draconian and threatening civil liberties and freedom of speech. Chris Chung is an independent journalist and native Hong Konger. He was watching demonstrations that broke out across the city today.
By the afternoon, the police have already arrested more than 300 people, including some students wearing school uniforms. It's the first day when high school students are going back to school, and the first thing they did was to bring a protest banner back to the school.
There have been reports of some fairly high levels of violence. What did you actually see? What did that look like?
There were reports of fires being started, but mostly when the police came, protesters usually run away pretty quickly and trying to regroup elsewhere. But the police tactics today was a bit different. They don't simply target a certain group of protesters. They were everywhere in Hong Kong trying to prevent road blockade in most of the major areas.
So the Hong Kong police seem to be using a lot more muscle now, bringing more force, and was seen last summer during the months-long demonstrations. Am I right?
It's the difference in tactics. Say in Central, the business area in Hong Kong, the police, when they use pepper pellets on people, it would affect people passing by who had nothing to do with protests. Or they may round up students who are seen doing nothing just to prevent any potential threat.
So this sounds like it's not the outpouring of hundreds of thousands of people that we saw on the streets last summer. Instead, these seem to be much smaller, more spontaneous protests. Do you think this is a new tactic?
The million people, 2 million people march is no longer going to be possible because the police just ban all these gatherings and the governments are using the pandemic situation to impose a law saying that any gathering of more than 8 people on the streets of Hong Kong would be illegal. So they have to be small-scale, scattered, spontaneous protests rather than organized rally, organized marches. And with the national security law upcoming in Hong Kong, protests may be entirely becoming illegal. And the national anthem law today at the parliament in Hong Kong is simply just a small piece of cake compared to national security law.
Right, but without massive demonstrations, the movement in Hong Kong looks weaker. So is it weaker and does it still present a challenge to Beijing?
We have in Hong Kong reached a point of no return when people have visualized so many elements of the core police violence or government mismanagement, so that people will never really forget the discontent or the unhappiness they faced last year. And I think the protests will still go on for months, if not for years, in whatever form it would take.
How much does the coronavirus have to do with the smaller numbers of protesters?
Well, if the government does not have this ban on gatherings, protest organizers would be organizing marches with millions of people every week, if possible. But since it's no longer a legal option, they can't do that and have to find other ways.
So how do you think Beijing is going to proceed with this plan to impose a national security law in Hong Kong? What are the steps you think it will likely take?
It may be passed as soon as next month, or it could be months, or it could be years, depending whether Beijing wants it to be fast or slow.
And how do you think Hong Kongers are going to react when that national security law passes?
Well, I think the Hong Kong people are preparing for this since last year, preparing for the worst-case scenario. Some will be continue protesting. Some will be trying to migrate overseas, as a lot of young people or young professionals are preparing to sell the properties and move elsewhere. Overseas Hong Kong people will also try to lobby foreign governments to put pressure on it. So it just put things into progress faster than expected. But China right now does not really care about international pressure or protests in Hong Kong, so that it has decided to use the national security law regardless of protests from foreign countries.
Independent journalist Chris Chung speaking with us from Hong Kong. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.